hammer. Had to hammer in the morning, had to hammer in the evening, all over this land. Had to hammer out danger, hammer out a warning. Had to hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. If I had a bell, yeah, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. Bring out danger, yeah, bring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Song, yeah, I'd just sing it in the morning, I'd just sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd just sing out danger, I'd just sing out a warning, I'd just sing out love between my brothers and my sisters. I've got a hammer, and I've got a bell, and I've got a song to sing all over this land. It's a hammer of justice, it's a bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, it's a hammer of justice, it's a bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land, all over this land, all over this land. Yeah.
That was Aaron Nigel Smith right here on the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're learning about the Underground Railroad and its most famous conductor, Harriet Tubman, with bilingual fourth graders from Mrs. Charles's class at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You can find our learning guide for this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Underground Railroad. Earlier, we learned from the kids about Harriet's life until she was able to escape from slavery to freedom in the North. Harriet Tubman never forgot the people she had to leave behind who were still left enslaved in the South.
As a free woman, she worked cleaning hotel rooms and as a cook in Philadelphia. She saved money to go rescue her family members and other slaves. First, she helped her sister Mary's family escape, and then she helped her brother's parents and other slaves. She was part of 13 missions where she went back to the South to rescue people from slavery.
Harriet was very smart. She dressed up as a man or fancy woman to trick slave hunters. There was a reward for capturing her for hundreds of dollars. Sometimes she had to help the people that she rescued to cross a border to Canada. Canada was a free country and slaves could be free there.
In 1861, the Civil War started between northern and southern states. The North was called the Union and the South was called the Confederacy. The Civil War started because the South wanted to continue with slavery and the North did not believe in slavery. The South also wanted to separate from the United States and the North wanted to stay united.
Harriet Tubman helped the Union side by working as a nurse. She took care of the injured Union soldiers. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln passed a law where black men could join the Northern Army. Colonel James Montgomery asked Harriet if she could plan and guide the Combahee River raid under his lead. because she knew the land and places to attack in the south.
Harriet worked as a spy because she looked harmless and she could sneak in behind enemy lines. She was in charge of 9 scouts. On June 2nd of 1863, she and 300 black soldiers knocked out the railroad tracks. They also destroyed bridges and tracks so that the South couldn't get supplies, food, or guns.
In April of 1865, the Civil War ended. The Union Army won the war. In the same year, slavery was abolished in the United States. At the end of the war, Harriet went back to her home in Auburn, New York. She helped her parents and got married to Nelson Davis.
In 1869, Sarah Bradford wrote a book about Harriet's life, Seen in the Life of Harriet Tubman. Harriet did not know how to write or read, but she told her stories to Miss Bradford. In 1888, Nelson Davis died. After his passing, Harriet created a rest home on her own land to take care of sick, old, and poor black people.
Harriet took care of homeless and sick and old black people in her own home. When she was very old, she was surrounded by her great-grandnieces and nephews. They would always go visit her and take care of her. Harriet died in 1913 in Auburn, New York.
Those are bilingual fourth graders from Mrs. Charles's class at Coronado Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Learn even more with our activities and our learning guide at childrenshour.org. Look for Underground Railroad. This is Holly Neer.
One night I dreamed I was in slavery. About 1850 was the time. Sorrow was the only sign, and nothing around to ease my mind. Then out of the night appeared a lady leading a distant pilgrim band. First mate, she said, pointing her hand, make room aboard for this young woman.
see. Past secret maps of generals, but they took Jacksonville easily. Thousands of people liberated from plantations with intelligence collected by me. And let me add for the record, I had narcolepsy during every single one of these dangerous adventures. I was at risk of falling.
That was Shaunica Gooden with Harriet Tubman, Spying on the Man. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the Children's Hour, we're learning about the Underground Railroad. There's a lot more to learn about the Underground Railroad, and you can find activities and more in our learning guide that accompanies this episode at childrenshour.org. Look for Underground Railroad. You'll also find our playlists there and photos and so much more. Coming up in a bit, Daniel explains just what kind of railroad was the Underground Railroad. It didn't have train cars, but it did have conductors. Harriet Tubman was one of them. This is from Riding Freedom's Train, the Underground Railroad in the Upper Ohio Valley, right here on the Children's Hour.
Come on up, I've got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. Come on up, I've got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. She said her name was Harriet Tubman, and she drove for the Underground Railroad.
And with Harriet Tubman, she never let anybody go back. She actually never lost a customer, she said. She said she never lost a passenger. She had tremendous, tremendous courage. So she didn't play. And she was a master of disguises. She'd come in just as a young man, an old woman, an old man. She was always armed. She was a legend. She was amazing, an amazing person. And that's how she got the name Moses. She was called the Moses of her people because she led people to freedom. And when you think Underground Railroad, you think Harriet Tubman. But she was unique. I mean, she did the hard ones. The easier routes would be the ones near the borders, you know, Maryland, Virginia, over in the mountain areas where you can hop, step, or jump across the river into Ohio.
And I remember when my father was dying, he had us roll him up in the bed and he began to tell us stories about some relative who was escaping across the Ohio River and scrambling through the water, getting up on the bank on the Ohio side where people were waiting for her. They didn't come across to the Virginia shore to get her, but they were there on the Ohio side waiting for her. And my father said that she was being chased.
Slavery is wrong. Oh, Harriet Tubman.
She said, I will take
a better land. Hold on to my hand,
Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman. She led the underground, the Underground Railroad.
By day they hid, by night they ran.
Oh, Harriet Tubman,
young and old, hand in hand.
Oh, Harriet Tubman,
searching for a better life, not knowing what they'd find.
Harriet Tubman, Harriet Tubman, she led the Underground Railroad.
To fling my arms wide in some place of the sun, to whirl and to dance till the white day is done, then rest at cool evening beneath a tall tree, while night comes on gently, dark like me. That is my dream. To fling my arms wide in the face of the sun, dance, whirl, whirl, till the quick day is done. Rest at pale evening, a tall, slim tree. Night coming tenderly, black like me.
You're listening to the Children's Hour Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is now producing weekly educational modules to go with every episode, thanks to a grant from the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.